It's time to head over the ditch and have a chat to Mick Guerin.
He's our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Gee, it could be a big weekend for the Kiwis, Mick, with the William Reid Group 1 chance in the Vinery. But the old underarm ball has been delivered as well, because we barred one of your good chances in the Australian Cup. How are you, Mick?
Mate, I'm well. Yeah, it's been a bit of news over here, obviously, over there too, with Campionessa out of the Aussie Cup. Maybe she'll still get in once they have trot-ups and that sort of thing, but it seems an archaic type of rule that formed from last season can count towards these things, but I'm not going to tell them how to do their job. The rules are there. I think she probably deserves a place in the race. Was she going to turn up and win? Probably not. So I suppose if she gets in, we'll find out. There's still 36 hours or so to go for that. William Reid's an interesting race, Michael, because for most of the last two decades, New Zealand horses turning up in major sprints in Australia have been a waste of time. But clearly, what's happened with Rockin' Horse, with Levante, with obviously Imperator's second at the Canterbury Stakes to a good horse in Artorias, you sort of go, well, maybe they've got a chance. And it'd be an awfully long time since there was a Melbourne sprint where a New Zealand trained horse in a Group 1 was favourite. That wouldn't have happened for a long, long time. So, yeah, Imperator's tomorrow and Babylon Berlin is very quick. Like, there's some sort of hope, but I don't think anybody's kidding themselves that it's going to be easy, because I think your Australian sprinters are far better at that type of racing than our horses. But she's awfully quick, Babylon Berlin. She'll be able to be up on the speed. Where Imperatrix gets to from Barrier 7, maybe slightly trickier.
I thought there was too much between the two in the market. Imperatrix, who's got the tried and true form, is $3.30, and Babylon Berlin from gate 2, $13, Mick.
Well, she's a real jump and run horse, Babylon Berlin. And even if she's not on the front end, like as a leading, she'll be close enough to the speed. I know often at the Valley we think that that's just going to be the case and they'll just win when they're there, but often in these big sprints it's not the case. So, I don't know, it's going to be a little bit of a different situation for her. She's so fast in New Zealand that she tends to lead or, you know, control the pace at will. I don't think she'll be doing it at will tomorrow night, but I just spoke to Ben Foote. He's happy with his horse. He thinks she's as good as she can be. So, yeah, it'll be very late Friday night for most New Zealand galloping followers. As you know, the gallops people tend to be in bed quite early. It's 11:15 here tomorrow night when they race. So, you know, I'm picking there'll be a few people checking their phones when they wake up to go to the gallop on Saturday. But, yeah, two good chances. I think Babylon Berlin's got a great top three chance, but that depends on the early pressure, because, as I said, we always think the Valley's going to play for the leaders, but sometimes in these sprints they almost go a little bit too hard because everybody's thinking the same thing.
If you were going to back a Kiwi this weekend, would it be Prowess in the Vinery?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, obviously, there's rain forecast for Sydney. It's showery-type rain, and I'm not sure how much I trust Rose Hill when it rains, but she's very good. I mean, coming out of Group 1 form, which is franked form, it's, you know, form around Campionessa and Lark Creek. You know, she's beaten pretty good horses. I think Provitra is a very, very good filly. I love what I saw at Kembla Grange. The time was fast at 1:34 mile, home in quick sectionals. It's not a case of just turning up and beating her, but, you know, she is pretty good prowess. And Roger James pretty well. We had a long chat last night. I think this horse is exactly where he wants it to be. She has tactical early speed. I see her being in front of Provitra and getting her chance. I see no reason that she won't be the horse to beat. And if the other filly comes and beats her, she'll need to be pretty darn good. So, yes, that's the one bet I'll be having in Australia this week. And that's with no Kiwi bias. That's just knowing how good this horse is. Let's not forget, she beat Legato in the Karaka Mile. Legato was unlucky, but Legato wasn't going to beat Prowess that day. Prowess was clearly better than her, regardless of runs.
Yeah, it's a pretty good form line, isn't it? There's a fair bit going on in the world of harness this weekend as well.
Yeah, well, it's actually this Gold Crown. So, again, in Sydney, they have their big carnival down there. And in New Zealand, it's actually dual derby night. They have a derby, or derby and an Oaks. and also all the good paces are back, like Poppy That and those type of horses, getting ready for the $1 million race in 3 weeks. So Alexandra Park, which has been for a rocky time, the track got washed away by a flood, which takes a bit of repairing, and they've had a pretty sort of up and down summer. They have their best meeting in a year tomorrow night. There's a horse racing in the Derby tomorrow night, number 7, called Merlin. It's actually owned by Dean Shannon, who's the Australian boss of Neds and Ladbrokes. Pretty good horse. I reckon it's close to a good thing. I backed it. They opened at 270, Michael. I backed it at 270, 250, 220. I backed it again at $2. It gets into $1.90 now. And that's almost fair. It might start at $1.40. So it's Merlin, race 7 tomorrow night. And there's a filly of the Oaks there called Millwood Nike. She's had 10 starts for 10 wins. She's a very good filly. I'm not going to get carried away with her, but she's as good an early season filly as I've seen for a long time, in saying that New Zealand had some great fillies over the last 10 years, like a Tour Me, an Amazing Dream, who have gone on to an Auckland Cups and New Zealand Cups. But yeah, Millwood Nike, probably the best harness horse racing in Australasia as a dominant force this weekend. Should be a lot of fun to see her and Merlin going around at Alexandra Park tomorrow night before we roll into the William Reid about 2 hours later. And then, of course, there'll be plenty of Kiwi eyeballs on Prowl West. And Full of Sincerity is a horse who, yes, Andrew Forsman doesn't often take horses to Sydney and not get some sort of positive result. It's a horse who could turn up and do a job there, not only this week, but be a potential place chance in the Derby next week.
Yeah, that's outstanding, Mick. So for those who want to have a look, Millwood Nike's in race number 6, Alexandra Park, 6 o'clock our time. It's $1.10. Then we can take the cash with Merlin, $1.90.
Is it still $1.90 over there? I reckon it starts about $1.50. Like, I just said, it'll lead, it'll sit and trail behind its stable mate, and over 2,700 metres, they get around the bend 5 times. You get a 2-length advantage per bend by being against the marker pegs. It's got a 10-length advantage over its main rival, Sherlock. Well, you don't need to be a mathematical genius to work that out.
Lovely. And do we take the $7.75 copy of that?
No, too short. The open 270, the money's gone there. I would take those other two. And I know it sounds biased, and it's with no bias at all, Michael, because I prefer money way more than parochialism. I just think Prowess has found herself in the inch-perfect race this week, as long as the track doesn't get worse than a 6. There's a fair bit of rain forecast there.
That's the
one. If it doesn't get worse than a 6, I'll be happy.
Yep. Good on you, Mick.
Cheers, brother. Talk to you next week.